We interrupt your regular programming to bring you this shocking news. In the biggest shocker of 2023. Okay, Pinocchio, settle down. After the year Taylor Swift has had, it should come as no shock whatsoever that she is Time's 2023 Person of the Year. And it's incredibly exciting news for Pal of the Podcast, Slaylister, although she probably doesn't actually know what Time Magazine is, or what a magazine is, for that matter. Wait a minute. I am talking about a 9-year-old who built a library in the Roblox universe. She knows! And if you want to know why Swift is Person of the Year, well, the stats, they are staggering. The Fed, yes, the Fed even gave her a shout-out for boosting the U.S. economy this summer through massive spikes in hotel bookings surrounding her concert dates. I happen to be in 3 different cities working for Showtime Championship Boxing the same night that she was putting on her Eras Tour performance, and Mamma Mia, you talk about an ocean of, well, a lot of estrogen for sure, and mothers and daughters, but it was an event to say the least. And for Swift, the theatrical release of the concert movie, the Eras Tour, it's expected to become, well, first of all, the first tour ever to gross $1 billion. Swift herself became a billionaire this year. Now, the theatrical release of the concert movie, it helped AMC smash its previous record for ticket sales revenue in a single day. Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, surpassed $26 million in advance ticket sales in less than 24 hours. And she doesn't even have to sing. Swift showing up to the September 24 Chiefs versus Bears game to support her new beau, Travis Kelce, well, it gave the NFL's already robust ratings an even bigger boost. 8%. Switching to football of a different kind, Christine Sinclair, the world's top international goal scorer among both men and women, played her final match with the Canadian national soccer team on Tuesday night. The 40-year-old ended her 23-year national team career with a 1-0 victory against Australia at Vancouver's BC Place, renamed Christine Sinclair Place for the occasion. Sinclair has scored 190 goals since she made her national team debut in 2000. Portugal's Cristiano Ronaldo, the game's top scorer among men, well, he has 128 international goals. It was Sinclair's 331st appearance for her home and native land, like mine, second only in international soccer to retired U.S. star Christine Lilly, who played in 354 matches. More than 45,000 fans were on hand for the game. With Sinclair, Canada won the gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. She won bronze medals at both the 2012 and 2016 games. She's also among just 5 players to appear in 6 Women's World Cups and one of just 3 players to score in 5. Unfortunately, a World Cup trophy eluded her. And she was asked what advice she would give young players looking at a career in soccer, or football, as it's known throughout the majority of the world. Sinclair said, "There's no secret. It's a lot of work, but man, it's the best job in the world. Just go for it. Anything's possible. Just ask Kevin Garnett." Hey, make a Morlocks shout out to Christine Sinclair. Can she kick it? Yes, she can. Hey, Caitlin Clark and Luka Doncic sure can play basketball. Iowa's Clark made NCAA history. She's the first player, men or women, with 3,000 points, 750 rebounds, 750 assists. Meanwhile, Doncic, he tallied 29-10-10 in the first half of play, notching the highest scoring triple-double in a single half in NBA history. He ended the night with 40 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, and he didn't even see the court in the fourth quarter. He did this all in just 32 minutes. Doncic passed Larry Bird for ninth on the NBA's all-time triple-double list with his 60th career trip-a-dub. And speaking of Larry Bird, he is 67 today. Keep in mind, Doncic, just 24. Mavericks massacred the Jazz 147-97, the biggest blowout of the NBA season. Pal of the podcast, Pusha P, let it be known that I am the one podcast that she will not push the 10-second ahead button when I bring up sports news, although I might be pushing it, Pusha P, because I got one more for you. From the hardwood to the diamond, it just so happens that Juan Soto is now going to be shining bright like one in the Bronx. He goes from one shade of pinstripes to another. It is the biggest trade of the MLB offseason. The Yankees acquiring Soto in a deal with the Padres on Wednesday night. The trade involves seven players total. New York looks like an obvious winner, taking advantage of Soto's low-risk, high-reward contract season ahead. The Yanks, they also added Alex Verdugo from the Red Sox earlier in the week, a rare trade between those two rivals. Both players, the 27-year-old Verdugo, the 25-year-old Soto, they are young, left-handed hitters heading into, as we mentioned, contract season. So these lefties, they could do some damage at Yankee Stadium. New York finished just 82-80 last season, missing the playoffs in one of the most disappointing campaigns of recent memory. But when you add the likes of Soto and Verdugo, their projected starting lineup is downright scary. I predict a lot of moonshot homers for the Bronx Bombers. Hey, speaking of the moon, you like that smooth segue? On this day in 1972, Apollo 17 launched, representing the last of NASA's Apollo missions and marking the sixth and most recent time humans have walked on the moon. For now. Hey, by the way, if you're looking for something to watch... I'm sorry, we're blasted with a fire hose of content around the clock, but hey, if you are looking for something to watch, I am enjoying the NASA-themed Apple Plus series For All Mankind. It's a series that dramatizes an alternate history depicting what would have happened if the global space race had never ended after the Soviet Union succeeds in the first crewed moon landing ahead of the United States. The title is inspired by the lunar plaque left on the moon by the crew of Apollo 11, which reads, in part, "We came in peace for all mankind." Hey, seniors in Stockton, California are over the moon thanks to the generosity of 17-year-old Elle Gianelli. She was just a seventh grader when she created Socks for Seniors, sending silly socks to local nursing and assisted living facilities. The goal is to bring some color and fun to these seniors' feet. Gianelli said, "It's kind of funny to see their reactions in the facility because they'll be like, 'Do you have any black ones or any plain ones?' And then we're like, 'We're the exact opposite of black or gray or plain.'" 4 years later, she has sent socks to 92 facilities across 48 states, making several pen pals along the way. She knows the holiday season can be tough on these nursing home residents. As she prepares her shipments of socks this holiday season, she's hoping to show them that someone cares. She said, "Maybe they don't have family, or maybe they live super far away and they're only getting like a postcard. As these seniors' toes stay warm in the wintertime, they will know they have a family member in sweet 17-year-old Gianelli." Mega Morlog shout-out to Miss Gianelli, who is working to take the project to all 50 states and pick up even more pen pals along the way. She has a goal of raising $10,000 on her GoFundMe page. I mentioned it was NBA legend Larry Bird's 67th birthday today. American singer, songwriter, pianist, and actress Sarah Bareilles is 44 today. I'm going to leave you with the keyboard warrior version of her song, Brave. And I dedicate it to my fair lady, Flor de Maria, who has been the personification of brave. Today's Morovation comes from St. Francis of Assisi, who said, start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. Thank you for listening to The Morologue. Now go and hold the door open for someone and keep fighting the good fight.
Mamma mia, Mora Juana is the shit.